I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears have the day off today before they return to practice tomorrow to start getting ready to host Washington on Sunday. Today, news came from Hallis Hall that the Bears have signed tight end Rob Housler and placed tight end Martellus Bennett on season-ending IR with a rib injury. Meanwhile, news today that Jay Cutler's brother-in-law, who's been missing for more than a week after his car was found abandoned in a Utah desert, was arrested in the days before his disappearance for threatening a woman with a loaded shotgun outside her apartment. Not a great night for the Bulls last night as they gave up 42 points in the fourth quarter in their loss to the Suns, who snapped a four-game losing streak with last night's win. Jimmy Butler not thrilled with the Bulls' losing ways.
And it happens entirely too often. We keep talking about it, yada, 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 but eventually we're going to have to fix it, or we're going to keep finding ourselves on the losing end of the ballgame.
Bulls are in Boston tomorrow night to take on the Celtics. Elsewhere in the league, the NBA owners apparently insisted that something be done about the financial drag on the league caused by the Philadelphia 76ers, and that's why Jerry Colangelo was assigned to work with the front office by Commissioner Adam Silver. That's according to multiple reports from yesterday. To hockey, Hawks went 3-1-0 against the Predators last season. They hope to keep that trend going tonight as they take on Nashville at the UC. Corey Crawford gets a start and goal. Trevor Daly was at today's morning skate, though he was not on the ice. He's feeling better, but will not play tonight. Puck drops on the Hawks and Preds at 7:30. In baseball, the Cubs officially announced their two-year deal with John Lackey today. Joe Maddon was asked how he feels about the possibility of losing Javi Baez and Jorge Soler this offseason, but Maddon says he doesn't think that's going to happen. Meanwhile, Cubs are reportedly targeting free agent outfielder Jason Hayward for the north side, according to Gordon Whitmire, and GM Jed Hoyer says the Cubs have resources to spend this offseason.
You know, we do have resources, and I think we'll be aggressive and active to deploy those resources.
Cubs reliever Jason Mott signed a deal with the Rockies today. And both Jose Abreu and Alexei Ramirez will take part in MLB's upcoming tour of Cuba. Abreu has not been back to his home country since he defected in 2013. Ramirez hasn't been back for 8 years. Streaming on the Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men, in males.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
Bad snap. Foul. Scoop jump. Here come the Spartans down the sideline. Racing into the end zone. The Spartans win again. The Spartans win again.
George, what a call.
I don't know what to say. I am struggling to deal with what I just saw.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And we promise you some college football conversation, and boy, we got it.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about with Pete Futek on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter, at Pete Futek. So, Pete, here we go. We've got, first of all, our uncontroversial playoff slate. The four teams, everyone said, all right, let's go.
Yeah, there's no real argument about it. I mean, if you really want to try to look for it and you want to get into the whole, are these really the four best teams argument, yeah, you could make the case that Ohio State's probably one of the four best teams in college football. And if they had just come out and just obliterated everyone in the first 10 games and then had a bad day against Michigan State and then blew away Michigan, I think there'd have been a better case. But because they were so mediocre to start the season, no one really, you know, really went after that part of it. And then there's also the case that, you know, at the end of the day, Notre Dame might be as good or not better, if not better than Oklahoma, at least in terms of resume. They beat Texas. Texas beat Oklahoma. But you're right. There's no arguing the four best teams, four conference champions, and you're right. Here we go.
Yeah, I know Brian Kelly's mad that there's not an 18 playoff. He's mad about Notre Dame, Pete, so that's a good sighting there. He feels that Notre Dame's getting the old hosing.
Unremarkable season, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I don't see that really. Am I missing the hosing, or is there one going on here with the Irish?
Well, they're not getting, you know, hosed. I mean, but that's kind of the better theoretical argument is, you know, actually the better example is Stanford, because if Stanford had pulled a Clemson and played Wofford or someone like that to start the season instead of Northwestern, it's 12-1, and then we're having a big wild debate about which team mm-hmm. deserves to be in. So the committee is just trying to survive in advance. It doesn't really think about what the what ifs, because it's not how this group of people is built. So they're not thinking theoretic. They don't think about everyone's going, oh, they're setting a precedent. They're setting a tone. No, they're just kind of doing this and then moving on with their lives. But what they do matters, because, you know, we now see this two straight years. It is four conference champions, and that's really what it's going to be. And it's going to take something extraordinary to change that.
But if you're handicapping it right now, do you see any advantage in the seedings?
Yeah, big time. I think Oklahoma is doing backflips that it got out of the three seed to the four. And I know Sooner fans are all upset. Like, oh, how can we move out of the three? Well, Merry Christmas. You don't have to play Alabama in the first round. You get to play Clemson. You know, Clemson might be obviously really good. Obviously, it's number one. You only undefeated team. But it's kind of played lousy over the last part of the season. And it's gotten away with it because no one's watched ACC football, like, ever. So they've gotten away with everyone just kind of assuming, oh, they're winning, and they're putting up lots of numbers, so they're good. But they're just not. I mean, they'd be the underdog to any of the other three teams in the playoff. They'd be the underdog against Ohio State, maybe in a rematch on a neutral field against Notre Dame. I mean, this defense is good. It's just not that good. North Carolina almost tagged them last week. And, you know, that I think the national championship is going to be that Cotton Bowl between Michigan State and Alabama. Those are the two best teams, I think, right now. Whichever team gets out of that is going to win this whole thing.
And Michigan State gets there by virtue of the defeat of Iowa in a game that, well, some...
From the 1950s.
Yeah, an old-fashioned
old
one.
Old-school football.
And it was, some people thought it was gorgeous, some people thought it was hideous, but you have a case now where...
I was sleeping.
...where Iowa ends up getting the Rose Bowl nod, too.
There wasn't anything boring about that 22-play, 9-minute drive. I mean, that was epic. That was about as, you know, you want to talk about a team that just is going to hate itself for the rest of its life now. I mean, Iowa is built not to let
not to do that
happen.
Right, not to give that up.
Is, yep. That is its whole thing this whole week, this whole year has been that team with that tough defense is finding ways to get off the field, and it just couldn't get it done. And then, you know, they've come so close and to be there. But Michigan State, that's what it does. I mean, that's under, you know, Mark D'Antonio over the last few years, it finds ways to win games. We talk all the time about, you know, certain teams just kind of know how to do that. And, you know, you can call it, okay, well, they lucked out here, lucked out there. Well, after a while, when you come up with so many close, tight wins, especially with a veteran team like this, you just got to expect that that's how they do this. So that's why Michigan State, no, it's not as good as Alabama, but you know, they've got the makeup to do it. You've got the NFL quarterback. I mean, that's the one X factor in this whole thing is Connor Cook on that drive made that 1-3rd-and-8 throw. That's just an NFL, you are covered, but I'm making this throw anyway throw. And that's going to have to be the difference. And with this veteran team that has been there before, that's why this Cotton Bowl is going to be pretty fantastic.
See, and I had no problem with the Rose Bowl either. I mean, I like that, and I like Ohio State and Notre Dame.
Here's the problem. It's going to feel weird because the playoff games are on New Year's Eve. Everyone's going to be jacked up about those two games, and everyone's going to like talk about all the pressure, all the intensity, everything. And then the next morning, it's wake and bake time. So it's not just you know, the Fiesta Bowl. It's the other games, too. So you have a bunch of other, you know, big-time New Year's Day bowl games. And then, oh, by the way, it is Notre Dame and Ohio State. It's just not going to feel right. And then you've got America's nap game. I mean, it's the Rose Bowl, but Iowa-Stanford, that's, you know, that's it's going to feel really bizarre because it's just going to be like another game at that point.
And Northwestern to the Outback Bowl.
Absolutely. You know, that I'm scared of it. I keep remembering that Peyton Manning to Jason Witten game several years ago when Northwestern was playing, and all of a sudden, after about 10 minutes, like, oh, wait a minute, this little try-hard Northwestern thing, not fun now.
Right.
So that might be where this happens, where, okay, this has been great, and but you'll know within about, I don't know, the first three drives, if Tennessee decides to play, it'll be like, okay, well, that was fun year, Northwestern, and let's see what other games are on.
That's sort of like NIU, Florida State, and the Orange Bowl.
Yep.
When you kind of say, oh, that was fun. Oh, actual athletes.
Like whenever you see an upset in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, okay, this was great fun, and then, oh, great, now we're going to get this horrific matchup in the third and fourth rounds here. So I like seeing the big boys play the other big boys. But Northwestern's done it. I mean, give them credit. They got here. And they've been that find a way team, and so all right, let's see what they can do.
Yeah, do you think I saw this thing this morning? Do you think the bowls? Look, I don't care about all these other bowls that are being played, Pete. I mean, you know, I think some of the matchups we have are fine, and you got the playoffs. That the bowl system is broken. Well, I don't care about all those other games. So you could say, yeah, the bowl system is broken because they got 5-7 teams in there and all that crap. But nobody cares. I don't care what I want out of my college football season. I have in front of me.
Yeah, the investors care, and that's why people watch it. So, but you're right. I mean, I don't buy into the whole idea the bowl system is broken because it's just a bunch of exhibition games. I mean, it's like, you know, there are some games that do sort of matter. Like, they can be kind of fun, like Utah versus BYU, renewable rivalry in Las Vegas. All right, that game's going to matter for those teams. And, you know, other teams, like maybe Toledo, for example, with its interim head coach gets its shot at, you know, showing what he can do, and some of these other teams take this for the next year. But in reality, these are just self-contained entities. And now with the playoffs, it kind of sheds light on, you know what, a lot of these bowls just don't matter. But you know what? You don't have to watch. I mean, no one's forcing it. It's not a playoff. If you're talking about 5-7 teams getting into a playoff of some sort, then it's an argument. Then it's like, no, you shouldn't be having this. But you know what? Who cares? Just let it. I think let anybody you want to take, you want to get Texas, you want to get Nebraska, you want to get anybody you want, go ahead and take them. Doesn't matter.
Is there any injustice as far as the Heisman finalists? We found that out today, that sort of the names you expect, and Watson and McCaffrey and Henry are going to be the guys in New York.
Yeah, there's nothing really bad there. I mean, Baker Mayfield, maybe. I mean, Dalvin Cook has been good, and Leonard Fournette's an afterthought at this point. But, I mean, how do you argue with – I mean, it's a popularity contest, and part of the issue is that everybody watches Alabama at that mid-afternoon game on Saturdays. Yep. It's always the big game. You got Uncle Vern here calling it, and Derrick Henry's rumbling. He's taking the will out of LSU and running it 90 times in two games, just looking like the guy on the team. Meanwhile, Christian McCaffrey, nobody really watched him play until Notre Dame, and then he was just okay. And then he went off in the Pac-12 championship game that no one watched because everyone was watching the ACC and the Big Ten championship. So McCaffrey's going to suffer from, you know, the West Coast sort of thing. And Deshaun Watson's fine. He's just the quarterback of the number one team, but he's not the best team. It's, you know, to me, as I've always said to you guys before, it's always, to me, who's the signature player of the regular season? It's probably Derrick Henry so far.
I can't say too much, but
we're not supposed to say this, but yeah.
I'm not supposed to say anything.
But the way you phrase that makes a great deal of sense to me. When you, what you said about Watson, you know, I weigh quarterbacks very heavily because I think that a quarterback just is inherently so much more important than, sure, than so many other positions. But what Henry was asked to do for that team with that workload is pretty incredible.
Exactly. And it all fit into everything else Alabama wanted to do. Now, it would be pretty good with no matter what five-star talent it put at running back. But, you know, considering that team relies on stop the run, don't force your, you know, Jake Coker to make big plays. And you know what? We have to end this game. We're going to hand the ball off to you, son, 46 times. Like, that's just asking a lot out of a guy to really carry a team. But Deshaun Watson, very good, too. The argument against him, though, is there's so many other decent quarterbacks out there that you could have made a case for. He just happens to be the guy on the number one team. And McCaffrey, he's right there. He deserves to be. I mean, once you start talking about anything to do with Barry Sanders' 1988 season, that's pretty epic stuff. And pretty deserving of just at least being, you know, close to this thing. And, you know, in the same sort of way, though, Derrick Henry, you're talking about, you know, being one of the greatest SEC running backs of all time. And so now you're up there with, you know, Herschel Walker and Bo and some of the biggest names in all of football history.
I would just say this about Watson, that, they're the number one team. They've been the number one team for a while now, and whether they're deserving or not, I don't know that, Pete. I'm not sure. But I know that watching him without him, they're not there.
They're not there. Yep, so from an MVP, MOP, however you want to phrase it, I mean, again, signature player, no argument. I mean, you know, he was there. The only difference was Clemson didn't really play any games of significance for, like, ever. You know, it's been a while since the Florida State
it's true.
Game and, you know, that Notre Dame game. And the ACC was just sort of stunk. So it's kind of hard to really, you know, say to it. But your team, kind of hard. But to me, Baker Mayfield, I think, meant a little more to Oklahoma and taking them to the playoff. But even so, again, no argument with any of the three.
Are there any bowls that are maybe the minor bowls that you have any interest in for some reason, seeing a player, seeing a coach matched up against another coach? And you talked about some of the storylines in these glorified exhibitions, but you know, you're right. No one's forcing us to watch, but you're going to be watching because this is what you do for a living.
Sure, I have to. Yeah, I'll get in my bowl licks here and there, but. Yeah, the two parts of the bowl season I always kind of look for is in terms of the minor bowl. Give me the teams with lots of offense. I don't want to see defense. You know, Akron versus Marshall or whoever they're playing. That's going to be a rough one. Whatever team Akron is going. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Akron.
You good? There you go.
Marshall versus UConn. Two defensive struggles. No, I'm just not happy about that. I am happy with stuff like, you know, Western Michigan versus Middle Tennessee, which nobody will care about except for the fact that it's going to be like a 55-54 shootout. You know, some of the bigger bowls, whatever, you know, you see Baylor get involved in anything, they're going to put up a ton of points, a ton of yards. But the other big storyline, I think now, at least for fans who don't normally care about college football, the bowl games, is you're going to have some quarterbacks that are going to have to show something because this is their last final moment. Paxton Lynch, you look at the various draft boards, he could be the number one overall pick. He could be early third round.
Right.
You know, he's all over the map right now. Not that one bowl game is going to change anything or everything, but it's always kind of a plus when you go out on a high note. Same thing, you know, for Jared Goff. He was everyone's, you know, must-have quarterback, and then he fell off the map over the second half of the season. Well, here you go. Have a big bowl season, and let's see what you can kind of do. And then NC State versus Mississippi State, same sort of thing. Dak Prescott versus Jacoby Brissett. Two mid-range quarterbacks, if both of them just go wild and shootouts, all of a sudden they become on the radar. So, you know, while it's not quite right, I mean, these scouts already know what's happening. If you have a big bowl game, all of a sudden you become a bigger factor.
Yeah, see, I have no idea what they're going to look like in the combine if those quarterbacks come out and they're there and they're playing. I have no idea if they have these great physical skills or they're going to go, oh my God, that's just great, or they're going to just look at these game or whatever it is, Pete, but I'm not sure of any of them. I really, you know, and I know Paxton Lynch got hot for a while, and I go, okay, but, and I mean, he looks the part.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he is the part.
Yeah, he's very big. He's got the big arm and all that. To me, it's Connor Cook.
Okay.
That's the guy who, so you kind of know what you got in Michigan State quarterbacks. You know, he's probably the best of the recent lot. They're all like 6'4". They're all good looking. They're all have big time arms. They all look exactly the same. Drew Stanton. You know, all these guys have the exact same cookie cutter mold, except Cook has the resume and he's got a little more attitude than all these guys, including Kirk Cousins. And he's got the game now. I mean, he played hurt in that Big Ten championship game. He wasn't right, but like I alluded to before, there was that one moment where it was 3rd and 8, and he's like, you know what? you know, forget this injured shoulder. I'm going to make this one throw that no other quarterback probably in college football can make. And boom, first down, kept that game alive. And that's the throw. If you're an NFL GM, you're like, yeah, that's the guy who, you know, he's throwing to covered receivers with the game on the line. He took the game on his shoulders. And, you know, then including, you know, the big play, what do they do? And they had to have that fourth and short. He turned into Connor Holloway and turned into an option quarterback and got that first down, you know, close to the goal line. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he is a true leader. And to me, he's the guy who's probably, it's probably a ceiling on him, but he's probably the safest of the bunch. And, you know, talk about a guy who can increase his stock. If he has a big game against Alabama, all of a sudden his stock goes through the roof.
All right, Pete, thank you for all the info. It was a jam-packed with stuff today. I think we hit on everything we needed to.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Pete, love you.
Pete Futak, our college football guy. We'll talk some NBA in 20 minutes with Sirat Sohi, who writes for a lot of publications, including the brand new
we'll find spot, out about that.
The Comeback. And you had a question for her about her level of Bulls fandom, because it seemed like her essay decrying what the Bulls have become was coming from a pretty heartfelt place, even
that's
though
what
she,
I thought.
She really did vivisect them. And I couldn't disagree with a word that I read.
No. No. And I just don't know why you would do it unless you had some interest in them. I mean, I look at it and I say, well, okay, if I sat down and wrote about an NBA team and said, I can break this puppy down.
You don't do it for a living anymore.
No, I don't.
She does.
Thank God the world's a better place because I don't.
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
This football season, trust our team of Bears experts to deliver. Brad Biggs. Olin Kruse. Tom Thayer. Mike Florio. Dave Wanstead. Dan Pompey. Rodney Harrison. Zach Zaitman. Matt Bowen. Jeff Joniak. James Big Cat Williams. Paul Barkish. Patrick Manley. And more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else to talk Bears. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Steve Sarkisian liquored up and got fired, and now he is lawyering up to get paid. He has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against USC, seeking more than $30 million damages, saying that the school, quote, kicked him to the curb. Well, exactly what would you have them do, Sark? Continue to let you coach the team while you were three sheets? Well, actually, that's pretty much what they did after he was smashed at that banquet for dropping four-letter bombs. And when he came out and blamed it on pills. He was not fired because he had a drinking problem. He was fired because he embarrassed the school and the program. But let's not act like USC is completely blameless in this either. His drinking was not exactly a secret in Washington, so either USC did not look into it or they didn't care about it. The faster they settle this and move on, the better, because it is an embarrassment to both. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Pixma Printers.
All right, guys, here's your win-win for Christmas. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. Take a look. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood, plus, more importantly, it has a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that up, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes the Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't have to wrap. You know you don't, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday, and
please tell him to score. Love you so much.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game. Tonight, Chicago takes the ice against Nashville at 7:30. This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. A B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. And even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.427 Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score, the Boers and Bernstein Show. When we finish up today, because we got Hub, who's going to be joining us at 5 and talking football with us on a newsy Bears day, some stuff going on. And then when we get done, it's the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tonight. It is Lawrence Holmes and Lance Briggs broadcasting from Buffalo Wild Wings on Taylor Street. If you missed Lance Briggs last time with Lawrence, you missed some really good stuff because he's sounding outstanding. Lance is really embracing the idea of having a microphone in front of him, and it's some introspective stuff, some very self-aware stuff, talking about the game and what the game has meant to him. So if you get the opportunity, that's one I would suggest that you tune in for, because he knows what he's talking about.
Looks like the Bears worked out a couple of wide receivers today. They got former Northwestern wide receiver Kyle Prater. And I'm checking the timeline here of some of the Bears reporters. Their workout was Denario Alexander, five wide receivers, according to Brad Biggs. Denario Alexander, Isaac Blakeney, Miles Gooch, Jeremy Kelly, and J.J. Wharton. They worked out running back Trey Millard. And there's this name again, quarterback Zach Dysart. Remember, he joined them in the preseason. And then they had Matt Blanchard work out, and that's before they signed Blanchard to the practice squad as part of this flurry of deals that also saw Martellus Bennett go to injured reserve. And according to Biggs, this is the time that they look for futures contracts, that these reserve futures contracts to which they sign people at this point in the season. So maybe that's just a sign. And I don't know if they would have done it anyway had they beaten the 49ers, probably now with it all over, you can just not worry about it and start. Maybe it's an indication that they definitely have an eye to the future. So in a few minutes, we're going to talk some basketball with Sirat Sohi and get her perspective on the Bulls and the NBA.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Patrick Kane can extend his consecutive game point streak to 23 tonight when the Blackhawks take on the Predators at the United Center. Kane's not the only Hawk with a point streak going. Duncan Keith now has points in six consecutive games. Keith also has 11 points in 11 games since he returned from knee surgery. Corey Crawford gets a start and goal tonight when the puck drops at 7:30. The Bears have the day off today before they return to practice tomorrow to start getting ready to host Washington Sunday. Today, news came from Hallis Hall that the Bears have signed tight end Rob Hausler and placed tight end Martellus Bennett on season-ending IR with a rib injury. Bears also worked out a bunch of wide receivers today, including Northwestern's Kyle Prater. Bears also took a look at running back Trey Millard. To baseball, where the Cubs officially announced their two-year deal with John Lackey today. Meanwhile, down in Nashville, rumors are linking the Cubs to potential deals with the Rays and Orioles. Cubs looking for young arms under long-term control.
And yum arms,
and
too.
And yum arms. Yeah, it's good to have a good variety in there. White Sox are on the hunt for infielders, and super utility player Ben Zobrist will supposedly make a decision on where he'll sign in the next few hours. The Mets are still thought to be his most likely destination. And back to the ice, where the family of former Blackhawk Steve Montador have filed a lawsuit against the NHL, alleging the league failed to warn Montador about the long-term effects of repeated head injuries, even though the league collected data on such trauma. Montador was found dead in his home last February, and an autopsy revealed that he suffered from CTE. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with former Bears player Lance Briggs, broadcasting live tonight from Buffalo Wild Wings in Chicago for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And we're looking forward to it, by the way.
And I was listening to some of the stuff that Lawrence is replaying with Lance Briggs' last appearance, and he said that he was going for a full global medical checkup, that he was having doctors do every diagnostic on every single part of his
body. Every single part of his body.
All of it. Every joint, every system. It was like a full maintenance checkup. And he said he was scared about it.
I would be too.
He said there's some days where you sleep great, you feel good when you go to sleep, and then you wake up and just something's off. That something doesn't seem right, or there's a pain that wasn't there. And he talked about the need to exercise, to stay in shape. And I can only imagine what's running through your mind as a former NFL player when you played that many years and gave that much physically to say, okay, doc, I want the truth about everything that's going on. And I think it's a specialty, that it's an actual specific practice that does this for
players. I have seen this before. I've seen it where players have done this.
And they know what to look for, and they can sort of get like a baseline report while they're still young and relatively healthy. They can say, all right, I'm 36 or whatever, and just be honest with me, be straight with me. And they could say, look, in 10 years, you're going to need a new knee. In 6 years, you might need a new hip. You got a torn labrum, or they can actually bring the machine in there and tell you the status of it.
Yeah, it's
It's such a decision to want to do it. I mean, I know that you have to know in your head that at some point in your life, it may not be right away, it could be right away for many of them, that you're going to be in pain. Because some of the stuff you went through, it's going to rejoin you. It may be quiet for a while. You may not know what's even going on, but it's going to get you. There's got to be. There's just no way. I mean, if you listen to some of these guys that played, I mean, they feel good they're really, oh, man, I'm in my 40s, and I'm still feeling pretty good. And then some of them, as they get not so good anymore. Well, so, I mean, it's...
Lance has got to be careful, too, because we know he's got the kind of body that puts on weight pretty easily.
Puts on weight quickly.
That if he doesn't really keep himself tight, that could go the wrong way fast. And
blobby.
Once that starts to go and you get past a certain threshold, it's very, very difficult to return. And that's where you really start to see the negative spiral.
Yeah, it goes a little blobby on him.
Of knees that have to bear too much weight. He's got a lot of incentive, former players do, as everybody does, a lot of incentive to keep off that extra weight. Hell, I mean, my doctor scared me straight when I had my knee done. He said, if you keep your weight down and work out constantly, you can avoid the inevitable second procedure or even needing a replacement knee. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
I could not avoid that. I have not avoided that. That is coming. That is yet to happen. I don't have that scheduled, but that is coming.
Yeah, but the knees are getting better now. The longer you can wait, they're getting closer to getting really good at some of these replacement parts.
That's what everybody said. Yeah, I talked to a couple doctors about it. That's what everybody said. I'm looking for advice on this, that, and the other stuff, and the right guy. And some of it is convenient. Some of it isn't convenient, particularly for something like that that seems to be so much better.
Keep it here. We're going to have a conversation with Surat Sohi about the Chicago Bulls and basketball stuff, because she wrote a great piece on them. And we'll discuss, because even though she wrote it a week ago, it's more timely than ever after the performance last night.
It's like she knew it was going to happen.
Keep it here. You got the score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249. Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Be merry and stress-free this holiday season when you order the finest feast, an exclusive package from Omaha Steaks. Filled with 28 100% guaranteed gourmet grades, the finest feast is now only $49.95 plus shipping and handling and delivered right to your door. Friends and family will love receiving tasty bacon-wrapped top sirloins, classic Omaha Steaks burgers, savory Polynesian pork chops, juicy boneless chicken breasts, and more for just $49.95. Order Omaha Steaks' finest feast at 1-800-833-4745. 1-800-833-4745.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bledsoe races to the corner for three. Rebound. Back up. Derek to inbound. Looks. McDermott pops. Oh, he was open. Open. They flip it in. Ball kicked out and the game's over. Phoenix stuns the Bulls as they come from 16 back. To win it 103 to 101.
I mean, it shows right there. We kept losing leads. When we go up 12, 14 points, we got to find ways or the right play calls to get us that boost.
And at 4:42, our next guest on Boris and Berenstain, it's like she knew this was coming or something. Like this, look, this game was lurking there. These last couple Bulls games
to see into the future. A piece that was written back on December 2nd not only talked about exactly what has been going wrong on the court, but also almost predicted the Bulls' own response to it, about talking about consistency and effort and figuring out why they consistently have consistency problems. She writes for Rolling Stone and Vice Sports and The Comeback and other outlets. And Sirat Sohi joins us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Damian Trillard. And she's with us on The Score. Hi, Sirat.
How's it going?
It's going great. And what that piece that you wrote seemed to come from a pretty heartfelt place. Are you as much a Bulls fan as observer?
I grew up a Bulls fan. So I am. But as the years go on, you do certainly lose some of your fandom, though not totally. So I definitely do. I do talk about the Bulls and think about them.
More than you should?
Yeah, I didn't know they were big in Edmonton, Alberta.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Because
my cousins are actually, they're split between Lakers fans and Bulls fans, and I chose the side of the good guys.
Yeah, because I was, when we read it, it's like there has to be a reason she did this. This can't be just because I could analyze any NBA team, and I don't know if I'd pick the Bulls and just like get after them, which you were right on the money with all of it. So I figured there had to be some tie to the Bulls for you to want to explore them.
Right, certainly.
Now, when you examine the roster, how this has been constructed, was it just a failed assumption that all of a sudden when the cat's away the mice will play, that the ogre of Tom Thibodeau when he was dismissed and Fred Hoiberg was brought in, that all of a sudden that this thing would breathe better? Because it's not breathing better even though the ogre's gone.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Now, part of that, not all of that is really judgment. I think we could have expected a little bit more from Nikola, for example. Mm-hmm. And Tony Snell, who both of them have been really inconsistent, which, again, is becoming a theme. But, yeah, for the most part, I mean, if you want to bring in a coach who likes to run, but you got Pau Gasol, for some reason, you have to keep starting him. Like, I don't know why that is, but it seems like he's just not willing to come off the bench. And he is a player that's designed for the NBA in 2008, in 2011, when he was great. But if you're trying to move into this new era, you gotta bring the personnel with it. You can't just have a coach with a certain philosophy and stick him with a bunch of players who play like 10 years ago.
You mentioned that too, specifically about Derrick Rose, about how he seems to be working on his game in ways that are going against the larger tides that are carrying the league right now. Is this a lack of self-awareness on his part and his determination to just be what he was rather than the best iteration of what he could be?
Yeah, I think it's something of both. If you're in Rose's position, and he certainly, for a player like him, you can't really expect a lot of self-awareness, such as the type of guy he is. He's kind of in the ilk of Kobe, in that it is rapid self-belief that will make him good if he ever were to hit those shots. But, at the same time, I don't really know what you do if you're him. He's never really had much of a shot. He tried to develop one at least a three-point shot. He used to have a really good mid-range shot, and he's been trying to develop that for like the past 5 years. So, maybe it's just not a player built for this era specifically. But at the same time, that also means you can't be taking 16 shots a game. Then you shouldn't be taking those threes. You should focus on what you're good. You got to do one of the two. If you are a mid-range player, then you got to embrace that. If you can't be anything else, like you can't be taking three, four threes a game then.
Yeah, he said this season saying he's great. I guess that, what we just haven't seen any of the free-flowing, fun offense that Fred always supposedly brings. We just haven't. It's still when they win, with the couple times they've won in, games at least against decent opponents, it's been because they had the old habits of digging at the end and getting a couple big defensive stands. But in terms of this kind of different offense and a different look to the Bulls, it just hasn't happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they look like almost the exact same team. Maybe not last year's team, but the teams of, the early Thibodeau era, and especially the first year that Rose got hurt. You can't, I don't know how much to fault Hoiberg here either, because at the same time, you know, they bring him in for a reason. He had a mandate. But I think we're also getting to a point where it's time for him to take a look at what he has with this team and maybe scale back and cater to their strengths too. Like, maybe they should be, if you have to, for example, keep Powell in the game and start him, then maybe they should cater to his strengths, because this team, obviously, they're not running. And you can't just will a team into running. You have to train them to run. They have to want to run. And Rose and Butler, you know, they walk down the court. Powell is a player that's not built to run. He's 35. He's a post player. And, you know, nobody – and if those guys aren't going to do it, nobody else is going to do it.
Now, I look at the bigger context, though, at least in the East, and obviously we have a pretty firm idea of who the likely NBA champion is going to be if there's no injury. But, but in the East, it seems like the middle class has grown while at the expense of the upper class. That as far as teams, and sure, the Bulls could lose to anybody in a playoff series because they'll quit on you. They'll quit it for a quarter. They'll quit for a half. It's possible. But if teams do max out with their abilities, if the Bulls are able to sort of right the ship a little bit, isn't it still only the healthy LeBron James Cavaliers that you say for sure is right now absolutely better than they are in a seven-game series?
I don't think so. I think if we're going to go with a team that, if we go with everybody maximizing their skills, I think it's Miami. I think for as good as they've been, they still have a lot of stuff they can figure out, especially on the offensive end. They haven't really figured out a way to get Bosch and Hassan Whiteside going together. And if they can do that, then and also maintain that defense, like they're going to be a matchup nightmare, especially down low. Bosch is a guy who he can shoot threes and he can, you know, he can defend and he can also do a low post stuff. So, you know, he's kind of a player that can do the whole new small ball thing and still maintain size. And at the same time, they still, you know, they've got a bunch of lineup things that they're working out and playing Whiteside and Bosch at different times. And if they can stagger that correctly, then that'll also get their offense going. They don't lose defense that way because they have Justice Winslow and they have Luol Deng.
You're not the first one I've heard to say like Miami. That's not the first time. You're not the first one I've heard say they like Miami. I mean, I've heard that before, that Miami's getting some love early in the season.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I think, you know, because the thing is, when you look at them from preseason expectations, if you told me that Goran Dragic was not going to play that well and he wasn't going to mesh, and that Chris Bosh and Stein Whiteside weren't going to mesh, I think, oh no, like, this team's a disaster. Everything that they had hoped for didn't work out. But all that stuff isn't happening, and they're still playing well, so there's still so much room for improvement.
Bulls are playing Boston tomorrow night at Boston, and Brad Stevens, a lot of people who I know and like around basketball say glowing things about Brad Stevens. Now, the results aren't really there yet, but do you share this sentiment that whatever Danny Ainge saw, whatever he thinks, that he was a real coach's coach? Do you think that Brad Stevens is as good as so many people seem to think he is?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's funny. It's you could say this is a compliment of Danny Ainge, but at the same time, it's a bit of an indictment that Brad Stevens is actually probably his best asset. Like, it's the first time you hear of a team having the issue of, oh, we may not be able to retain this coach. This coach might want to leave us. Where it's usually like they're trying to keep the star player, but they're kind of like, oh, like we need to improve so that Brad Stevens doesn't jump ship. Like, I think that kind of says it all about him.
I've yet to get a handle on that team, though. I've yet to figure out. You see them come and say, all right, well, they've been really competitive against some really good teams, but also capable of dropping one that you don't think a good team is going to drop. So as the East shakes itself out, there's some things to watch here. The Bucks have been uncharacteristically bad. I didn't see that coming. And some of us didn't see how quickly Stan Van Gundy's influence would be felt with a Pistons team that may have one of the next great players in the league on it, and Andre Drummond.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the East shakes out. There's still a lot of moving parts. Like the Celtics, for example, are a team who I think, in large part, they're also a team that I think is kind of suffering from the East drawing middle class, because it seems like they might, you know, they're kind of on the line. They could fall out of it too.
Sirot, we appreciate your time and look forward to more stuff on the Bulls and reading it. But is there anybody you don't write for at this point?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if I find a site that I haven't pitched yet, you know, I will I'll get to it.
We appreciate your time very much. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That's Surat Sohi of, boy, Rolling Stone.
Hey, Rolling Stone.
The Comeback, Vice Sports. She's written for the Booyahs. She's written for Sports on Earth. Any number of places you can find her work.
It's a lot of places.
You can find Hub Arkush right here talking Bears on a busy day for them. Hub weighs in on Martellus Bennett and all other things Bears and NFL next on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by The Home Loan Expert.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is a... I will always... have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Truck drivers, did you know that Schneider offers an online driving career resource center? Learn how to start a driving career. Explore the incredible range of driving opportunities. Search a customizable nationwide directory of driving jobs. And discover the surprising variety of career paths for experienced drivers. Everything you need to accelerate your driving career, including a new in-depth blog, is at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. Check it out now. SchneiderJobs.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Let's start with baseball, where a lot of things are happening all of a sudden down in Nashville at the winter meetings.